Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Adrian LaFrance Wells and Beverly Lewis. And today we're talking about Northeast Louisiana Remembers 9/11. And this is a collaboration between the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Museum and Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Beverly, tell me a little bit about this event. When's it going to be held?
It's going to be held Tuesday from 8 to 10 at the Northeast Louisiana African American Museum, which is located on Chenault Drive. And Tuesday morning, we're just looking forward to this event and, you know, and honoring those that have given the ultimate sacrifice and made the ultimate sacrifice.
You know, you've got the time right, because I remember the morning very, very well that morning and watched the towers come down that day. You remember those folks, but you also remember the guys and gals that are out fighting terrorism right now around the world. How did y'all get involved in this?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that we want to do. I myself am a retired veteran, Lieutenant Colonel with the Air Force Reserve. And it was one of the things that we wanted to do because people do that still on a daily basis. You know, there were those that made that ultimate sacrifice, but there are those that are still today making the ultimate sacrifice. So we wanted to give back to those individuals and say, look, thank you, and we honor you, and we respect what you do.
That's Beverly Lewis. She's a board member at the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Museum. Adrian LaFrance is with us as well. And Adrian, you're at the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum, which honors a lot of our history and our veterans in the area. You guys are involved, and it's neat to see the two museums working together.
That's right. So this event really came about as a result of us having two separate events last year. We did a team-building activity where everyone who attended our event basically came out into our field and spelled a message of remembrance with their bodies. So we all held hands, and we had a drone take a photo of that message of remembrance for us to share on social media. Well, the African American Museum had a program where they had children, school children, and then they had speakers. So we were both on the news last year. I was watching the news and said, you know what, why don't we combine this and get the kids out there to do the message of remembrance. We'll also do a program. We are adding, a combat veteran to the speakers this year, because so many of our men and women who decided to join the military actually joined as a response to 9/11. So we're going to teach these kids that, you know, not only are, first responders important, but also that, you know, these military men and women, there have been some that have been wounded, some that have made the ultimate sacrifice, and there, you know, some are from Northeast Louisiana, and there are many who are still deployed now. A lot of children don't even realize that we have, you know, military deployed overseas today.
Beverly, there, you guys came up with 4 points that you wanted to get out and get the message to folks. Let's go through those. What's the first major point that you guys are trying to get across?
Well, the first one is that we want to teach and remind the younger generations what happened on 9/11. And we will be doing this through speakers. We'll be doing this through audio footage. And that team building activity that Adrian had referenced, we'll be doing that again this year. And we want that message of remembrance to be something that they honor, something that they will always remember, that the ultimate sacrifice was made, and to tell them about that. So we really want to reach out to the younger generation and let them know this bit of history, which is so personal for us.
You know, a lot of those kids watching it, they may be like me watching a World War I documentary. I wasn't there,
right,
and didn't live it.
Exactly.
These kids weren't born yet.
We don't realize that there are, you know, high schoolers now who were really too young to really connect to that day. We're also going to emphasize, of course, the first responders' roles and sacrifices, and we'll honor and recognize those who risk their lives on a daily basis to protect our community. So, you know, when we see something happen that's scary, we run away, but, you know, children need to realize that these first responders actually run toward danger and not away from.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beverly, as Adrian said, a lot of people did go join up to, you know, just the same thing that happened during World War II. A lot of people, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, went and joined the military. Same thing happened here at 9/11. You guys are dedicated to teach about the military men and women, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. We have a number of our speakers that are veterans. And like I said, I myself am a veteran. So we want to talk about the importance of serving our country and what 9/11 meant then and what it still means to us today. So it's a great opportunity. And we'll have the armed forces present there. And we'll have a lot of the retired veterans that will be there as well.
And we also have one of our guest speakers, Sergeant Major Kamenia, will be there. She is the ROTC instructor at Richwood. She was actually at the Pentagon on the day that, you know, the attacks occurred on 9/11. So she has a very interesting perspective, you know, first-person view of what happened that day.
It's a good opportunity for the community to meet these military folks that they may not get to see, or maybe they don't know, because you're not walking around in a uniform every day, so maybe they don't know people that are in the Guard and Reserve and things like that.
Absolutely. And one of the messages that we want to portray is unity, you know, coming together as one and coming up with a common goal to support what we do and support those first responders in every aspect.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, who would this event be for? Is this an event for adults, children? Who needs to come to this?
Absolutely. So we have invited, you know, high schoolers to come and join. If the schools that we got in touch with had an ROTC, then those students will be ROTC members, up to 30 from every high school. We'll also have probably non-ROTC students as well. The public is invited. So please come and join us. And help us remember, you know, that this tragedy really brought all Americans together, and every day we need to look for opportunities to remember that spirit of unity.
Northeast Louisiana remembers 9/11, and it's the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum with the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. The event is happening at the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Museum at 1051 Chenault Park Drive. And that is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. coming up on September 11th. Thanks for being with us today. To find out more about this event, you can also visit ChenaultMuseum.org. And
you can visit the African American Museum or reach out to me, Beverly Lewis, at area code 318-512-2200.
This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Still to come this morning on KEDM's Morning Edition, we will be taking a look at the legendary songwriter, Paul Simon. He says he's ready to stop touring. He's retiring from music. But before he does, he's putting out what may be his final album. It's called In the Blue Light. It's a collection of his older songs, and he's rearranged them. In some cases, even rewritten them to fix things he didn't like from the first time around. We'll take a listen to some of that Paul Simon album and our interview with Paul Simon coming your way in about 9 minutes here on KEDM's Morning Edition. Don't forget, you can add your events to our calendar. It's easy. Just go to KEDM.org and click on our date book. And some of those events on our calendar are the big children's drop-in activity going on at the Masser Museum. Art projects for this weekend. It's 2 to 5 on Saturday. You can find out more right now at KEDM.org.